How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ridiculous.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. And while most of the state's depressed because of what happened in L.A. and in Sioux Falls yesterday, me and AD are pretty happy this morning. Dolphins got the dub against the Raiders. And more importantly, because it was a major battle for the top of the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, hey, my bad. Wrong mic. There you go.
No
Pittsburgh
worries.
Steelers. A defensive slugfest, 18-15. They beat the Ravens. 8-2. Mike Tomlin getting it done.
Jeez,
Tom. I love it, man. I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm serious.
It was a slug match for sure.
You've gone through a lot as a Steelers fan. Jake has this. And what's happening? I heard a beat writer on radio talking about the Steelers, one of their beat writers, and how Russ has won that locker room. Russ story's amazing.
You know, I'm pleasantly surprised. I really am, because I just didn't know what to expect with Russ. If it was going to be Seattle Russ or... Let me take that back. Denver Russ wasn't horrible.
First year was bad. Second year was fine.
Yes. First year was not very good. Second year was... But, you know, I'm just glad. We've seen some uncharacteristic things out of the Ravens yesterday. Derrick Henry hadn't fumbled literally in 3 years.
Oh, he fumbled?
He fumbled. It was huge. Like it was early. Like, second play... Well, not second play of the game, but it was early.
A big man.
Just see, again, the Ravens' offense has been an absolute wagon this year. They're like the Lions. The Lions score like a ton. The Ravens do too. 15 points for the Ravens? Now, that's pretty typical for that matchup. For some reason, Steelers-Ravens, even if they're both having good offenses, it's always a low-scoring game.
It's a slug match.
Always.
What was the hitting like in that game?
It was physical.
Vicious.
It was vicious. And also, just very uncharacteristic things by Baltimore. Justin Tucker, who's normally automatic, two missed field goals.
He's dropped off this year. Bad. Yes. I think he's missed six kicks this year.
Yes. Tucker? Yes, Justin Tucker. He helped us out yesterday as well with two missed field goals. And, of course, like I said, Derrick Henry's fumble. But Pittsburgh just played just alley football. And it's always going to be that way with Baltimore. Like you mentioned, Jake, it's always going to be that way. So... was definitely happy to see that.
I feel really bad. We'll do NFL winners and losers tomorrow, but I feel really bad for one team and their fan base. It is well known that the Chicago Bears struggle mightily against the Green Bay Packers, right? It's well known. Mm-hmm. The Bears had a chance to beat the Packers yesterday. They're down 20-19, mm-hmm. had a 45-yard kick. And just like the Chiefs game last week, ended with a blocked field goal.
Yep.
Bears field goal is blocked, and they lose to the Packers again, 20-19. Some teams just can't have nice things, and that is just the Chicago Bears this year. Hail Mary loss.
Yeah.
Blocked field goal, straight on kick.
Against your rival.
That's rough.
That is really rough.
Yeah, they're snake bitten this year, man.
And the Chiefs go down.
They did. The Chiefs fall to the Bills, 30-21, the final score
in
that game.
It was. How about the run by Allen?
It was the run. So the play, the Bills are up by two, and you could kick a field goal. Now, Tyler Bass has been not reliable besides beating the Dolphins with a 60-yard kick. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
That's a different story, though. But they say, all right, 4th and 3, we're going to put the ball in the hands of our quarterback. Josh Allen scrambles for a 26-yard touchdown ball game. Bills win 30-21.
And it was a running back. God. It was a run that a running back would make.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
He carried a guy into the end zone. It was amazing. People saw it, so I don't have to describe it in great detail. But there was still a guy with a shot at him inside the 5. Allen saw him coming. And unlike most quarterbacks that have ever played the game, just takes on the guy. Just takes him on. He's. Do you understand what an anomaly he is?
Mm-hmm. He's a horse out there.
The way he runs the ball.
Yeah.
You can't run your quarterback like that very often.
No.
Lamar can. But if you saw Dylan Raiola do that, you go, what are you doing? You're going to get killed.
And then he gets the benefit of the doubt. He does it every game. He does it every game.
He's a dude.
And he does not get hurt. No. I mean, Josh Allen does not get hurt.
Big, strong athlete.
He's like a tight end running down the field. He really is.
He happens to be a good thrower.
Yep, absolutely. And the thing about that game yesterday, Buffalo, you could just kind of tell they had a resolve about themselves. Like, right. We're not going to lose this game.
Nope.
There was a resolve about them last night, and it was apparent.
It was, and the crowd at the end, wow. Mm. Those players were asking for noise, and I can't imagine how noisy that place was. I mean, on TV, it sounded really noisy. But Allen is worth a zillion dollars. Mm-hmm. I mean,
now as
he's
a Dolphin,
worth anything he's paid.
As a Dolphins fan, he annoys me, but I also, I enjoy the guy. I root for him, even though he's on the enemy team. I guess, how can you dislike Josh Allen? He never says anything bad.
Nope.
He's not like annoying in terms of, hey, you know, this dude always is always talking crap. He's a likable guy, and he can tell he loves football.
He does.
The sport of football.
Perfect Buffalo quarterback.
He is perfect in Buffalo.
Yeah. And leaves it on the field every time.
God dang. Every time. You know what I love? You know what kind of radio I love? You guys could do this every day, and I'd listen to it. Rank the NFL quarterbacks. I love the rank the NFL quarterbacks discussion.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, 32.
Okay.
Start with there.
Who's been demoted, this morning, too.
Tommy DeVito is taking over. That's not good.
No, and you paid Jones all that money.
Are you still saying Mahomes is number one?
Right, not this year. No, I don't say that right now at this moment.
Oh, who do you put number one, bro?
No, Burrow's great. I'd say either Josh Allen or right now this year Lamar Jackson's going to be in that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. So those two.
Mahomes,
you say those two?
I would take those two.
I mean, Mahomes, the team had won 15 straight games, and he's a part of it, but his stats are just down this year. That team is carried right now by its defense. It is. The Chiefs' defense is carrying them to success.
Yeah.
You don't say Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the world.
I would say he's the most clutch. If you look at numbers, he's not right now. But as far as I would say this going down the clutch, I don't think you go wrong with him, Mahomes, Lamar, big guy from Buffalo. We're just talking about
Josh Allen
or Josh. I don't think you go wrong with any of those guys. Clutch, Mahomes still gets it done though, man.
Where's Herbert?
No, he's top 15. He might be top 10, but he's not.
I would say he's top 10, but he's definitely not the guy I'm going to say, I want him.
8, 9, 10 range, something like that.
He's up there.
Well, we will let AD discuss Nebraska during the drive. That's it for us. We will see you tomorrow.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.